Life Audio.
A Prayer to Not Worry About Tomorrow by Meg Booker, read by Leah Martin. So don't worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will bring its own worries. Matthew 6:34. We often read this verse in Matthew and wear it like a motivational slogan. We stick it on our water bottles and bumpers, hang it on the walls of our homes, and proclaim it in our social media posts. In my Bible, this section of Matthew's teaching is titled, Teaching About Money and Possessions. The passage begins, "Don't store up treasures here on earth, where moths eat them and rust destroys them, and where thieves break in and steal. Store your treasures in heaven, where moths and rust cannot destroy and thieves do not break in and steal. Wherever your treasure is, there the desires of your heart will also be." Matthew 6:19-21. The root of worry often lies in what we have or do not have. The passage continues like this in Matthew 6:28. "And why worry about your clothing? Look at the lilies of the field and how they grow." Matthew 6:28. We're surrounded by creations which put the creative hand of God on display every day, and we're made in His image. In Matthew 6:30, Jesus teaches, "He will certainly care for you. Why do you have so little faith?" Let's pray for peace of mind as we consider Jesus' words today, and perspective to see the sovereign hand of God at work in our lives. Father, we worry so often about so much. The very things we're thankful for, we're also concerned about losing. Help us in our unbelief, Lord. Let your words reign in our daily thoughts and lives. Lord, you tell us, so don't worry about these things, saying, what will we eat? What will we drink? What will we wear? These things dominate the thoughts of unbelievers, but your Heavenly Father already knows your needs. Seek the kingdom of God above all else, and live righteously, and He'll give you everything you need. Matthew 6:31-33. Father, help us to see your active hand of providence in our lives. We're created in your image, and you care more for us than anything else you've created. Yet we worry if we matter at all, and if we'll have what we need to live the days you've numbered. How patient you are with us, Father. When we're worried about our safety, ease our minds with the promise of your presence through Christ Jesus by the indwelling of the Holy Spirit. We are never alone, Father. This we know, but we still feel so isolated and scared, worried, and alone sometimes. In those moments, sweep in and shield us by helping us to recall your promise to never leave us or forsake us. Create in us a discipline to read and study your word, God. We pray passages like this one would stick to our bones and become a part of the way we live our lives. Jesus, you freed us from worry by dying on the cross. May we lift our worries up to you daily because you care for us and you have set us free. In Jesus' name, amen.
Hey friend, I'm Brooke McLaughlin, host of the Everyday Prayers podcast, a ministry of Million Praying Moms, and I'm here to invite you to partner with God for the hearts of your children on the daily. Our goal at Everyday Prayers is to help moms understand and pray God's word. Join us each weekday as we share insights from God's word for today's Christian mom. Tune in to the Everyday Prayers podcast in your favorite app or by visiting lifeaudio.com.